Okay, dear friends, so we both want to have a discussion and also give an update regarding the congresses. We have a little less than 40 minutes left, so we'll divide it into two. On the first part, we'd like to ask you rough questions regarding the preparation for the congress in the desert. It's no longer the Arava Congress because it's in the desert. Now, we feel that also regarding the tents, it's somehow all connected. Now, in the past, the Congress in the desert was building the head of that inner group that wanted to become that inner circle, the head of the pyramid. And especially during the last Congress, it was felt that this is the general atmosphere in the Congress. It's a very serious inner Congress. And first of all, we want to hear you. How do you see this Congress this time? Is there any change? Do we have to relate to this differently?
The Congress in the desert can be a separate Congress from the big Congress as a preparation for it, or completely connected to it, or completely independent from it, however you see fit. First of all, the big congress they will have, what's his son's name?
I think it's Connecting for Good, or Connecting to the Good Life.
Why did you choose such a name?
You chose it.
As if we're selling something.
We want to sell to ourselves and to the people of Israel.
We invite everyone.
Yeah.
In the special nature of this Congress is that we want, and we have to start working on it, that we want to invite to it each and every person, Adam and Eve, anyone who wants to come there has room. There. So this is the big Congress. Accordingly, what can be a preparation for it in the Congress, the Desert Congress, that takes place 2 days before? What do you think? What should be the topic of that? I keep quiet. I'm expecting an answer. Maybe someone will throw something.
Tens.
Tents, okay. Maybe tents, I don't know. Maybe the other way around. Shout, I'll say it. This is the beginning of the last generation. And from there, we're going to go to the big Congress, and we see it as the last generation. More?
Mamad Har Sinai.
The state of Mount Sinai, living in Arvut.
Life and death. What does have to be before the Congress where we're going to come to the whole people? You can't reach the general public like that.
If I'll reach it, then I come with the Torah.
Okay, we wrote it down.
We said that it's going to be like the Rosh and the Guf, that the Rosh, the head, will be in the Arava, and the Guf, the body, will be in practice at the Congress. And then we ask the Rosh, we can examine what do we do, how can we host the entire nation, like we want to make it, what is this nation, what do they need? To really think about it as though you're going to prepare a big party or a big event, then first of all you think about who your guests are, what would you like to give them, how do you give it to them, in what way.
Meaning that specifically the Desert Congress will be his preparation for hosting the people of Israel and the whole world. We have over 1,000 people that come to us from around the world, yeah?
That's the idea. And also when we say everyone, what do we mean by everyone? In Israel, we know that we don't take anyone that's under the age of 18, so it's not everyone. We know that it's not intended for certain audiences that will never come to us. We have to be more sensitive to who are those guests that we want to host.
So this Congress will be as preparation for going out to the general public. Wills?
I think that preparing ourselves to come out to the masses and to see how can we talk to them before and during, and the whole world clee is here, we have the morning lessons, we have enough time, and I wouldn't dilute the focus of the Desert Congress, that it has to be a net interconnection Congress.
Yeah, but in order, with a certain emphasis.
I've said that now there's tough times are coming up.
No, I said if we connect, then instead of a state of descent, we'll have a state of ascent.
I think that we have to start building that arc that will lead this kli through whatever we're facing, and not only in Israel, but how all over the world there will be the same tents, that place that can give support and really revive each and every friend that can't make it to the morning lesson, to keep this framework of around the morning lesson, of the tents sitting on the morning lesson together, and how does the entire kli support it? How do we generate this tremendous force in the kli that protects itself from the pressure that's going to come?
Okay, in short, building your Rosh for the dissemination in the big Congress. That's more appropriate, more internal, more appropriate.
By what I feel, we never worked on building a chisaron for dissemination. Internally wise, especially.
We need excerpts about the necessity of dissemination. What else do you want?
I want to say that in light of everything that was said, we have technical questions that now during the discussion I was thinking, should the answer come from you? But we'll be happy to hear your opinion. There are many points regarding the Desert Congress that we have to understand what should the spirit be. Meaning, we'll have lots of breaks, meals. On the previous Congress, the general atmosphere was one of silence, of inner work, very focused, concentrated inner work. We'd like to understand if this is the line.
There has to be connection. We come to connection, we enter there, everyone obligates with his external form, with his words, with love, with anything, to present connection, to display it. That he comes to connect, he's in connection with the others. He has to constantly be his heart bursting out, wanting to connect with the others. With such an attitude, we need to be there these 2.5 or 3 days. And then 2 more days, and then the big Congress, and in general. So accordingly, we have to create such an atmosphere there, and such activities, and support each one and everyone.
I want to exactly explain, when you're saying an atmosphere of connection, then everyone feels it differently. There are those that for them connection is to go into some very clean, neutral place where you don't talk, where you don't do too much besides what we do together. And there are those that say that for me, connection is that now a friend of mine comes from Novosibirsk. I want to hear what he has to say about the greatness of the goal. I want to talk to him. I don't want to keep quiet with him. I want to sing with him, talk with him.
Yeah, we tried it, but about connection. On this we're talking.
So we as the organizing team, we have a hard time taking a decision that will help all the thousand and something people that are going to be there to be in the same direction.
The expression for each one could be different, but the topic is connection. The goal is greater connection.
Just to say one more thing about the Desert Congress, this year we want to finish it a bit later, because it's not in the Arava, it's in the desert. It's only an hour and a half from the center and not 3.5 hours. So we want to gain another 2 hours of collective activity that we'd like to finish it around 4 p.m.
It's written two lessons I'm giving.
Yeah, so we're thinking about having some kind of social conclusive activity. And now, moving on to the big Congress. First of all, the World Kli, we asked them to start working on the lessons. Because of the new year, there were many friends that were on holidays. It was hard to meet, but so instead of this, we'll have our meeting next week. The team started working, and now we'd like to dedicate our time to talk about the third evening of the Congress. There are three evenings in the Congress, and each such evening is it's an experience, experiencing the wisdom of Kabbalah. And we'd like to invite different types of audiences, and every evening we'll try to give some kind of a more precise, specific feel of what it is. So I'd like to ask Gilad and Moshe, who are part of the marketing team, who is our audience?
Yeah, we're talking about people who are more or less looking for something. They want something. No one will come to us unless they're missing something. So some of those people feel the routine in life. We call it a point in the heart, but when we try to open it, we can't say who has a point in the heart or who doesn't. But we are trying to turn to people who feel that they are missing some color in life, innovation in life, something different. People who feel that maybe there is a certain purpose in life, but they kind of despaired from looking for it in different places, and they might feel here something different. Specifically, the connection between us, the preparation we'll have in the desert. We want it to attract to us people who feel that we have something that no one else has. There's a method that's authentic, a method that is passing from generation to another for many years. We have a Rav Lightman. No one has him. He's leading us. We feel the spirit he's bringing to the society. We want them to feel what we live daily, and maybe we kind of got accustomed to it. We don't pay attention to it. It's part of our lives. But we want to emphasize that there's something magical here, something good that can lift them from their daily rut to something more exalted, wonderful. This is the audience we want to turn to and tell them, come feel us.
And what we'd like to offer to this audience is the evenings. The first evening of the Congress, that's Amit Shalev is responsible for. We call it Kabbalah for Beginners. We expose the wisdom of Kabbalah to people, the benefits of it, that people will really feel that this is something that I need in life. The second evening is for women, to really invite all the women from all over Israel and also their husbands for a very special evening, men and women, divinity between them, for them to call about the meaning of what the connection between men and women, what are women. And the third evening is something that we'd like to talk about with the group. Just before that, this week, we finally decided that the Congress is open to all of the people of Israel. It's not just our Congress, and it's very important because first of all, you really feel a need to invite everyone, you feel a need to absorb everyone inside us, and I'd like to ask about the special degree, the special need where we open ourselves to the people of Israel.
I want to be brief here. I can't explain everything that I have for it, but it's very important to us to come out to the general public, general audience, that they would know who are we, what is our agenda, what is our goal. This is very important. It will help us advance personally. That's it. There are many things here. Because in the world right now there's a struggle. Between the left and the right, not in Israel, in general. Between those who are for unity, connection, globalization, and those who are for separation. So on, we have to explain exactly what's happening to insert the correct force in the middle between the two. And here there's room for us to do something.
Can you explain a bit, just a bit, what a person's supposed to feel?
We need to understand, we need to show the people of Israel that only us, truly us, we are that force that speaks of unity, connection, without conditions. Neither left nor right. As we said back in the day, Arvut above everything. That's what we are. That's what we're about. What to do, what kind of evening. Maybe 15-20 minutes, a certain short explanation, not more than that, because such quantity of people can't grasp many things. I would make it maybe using video, not with me on stage. I can be there if needed, maybe a little bit, but. And all the rest, I think various activities. I recommend, out of all the activities, also to introduce into it karaoke, right? Where everyone sings according to. Of course, it has to be appropriate and relevant, but we need to prepare for it, right? We need to prepare the musical accompaniment and with the words that we're singing. Meaning not someone individual is singing, but we are singing. In this way, it connects the audience. And the audience hears himself, how he sings. Not someone singing from the speakers. From the speakers, only music. I think that connects people. What else? I don't know.
This is exactly the direction that we want to take the group through, our society through, and I would like to allow the friends to talk a bit between themselves, because it's obvious what we have to bring the people of Israel to, that we want to show them that only we have the solution, and we'd like to ask two questions. The first is, we're asking every 10 to discuss now what every 10. In its words, in its own words, what do we have to offer to the people of Israel? To say connection, that's something very big. What do we have to offer to the people of Israel? And when you're talking about the people of Israel, think about those people that are close to you. And if it's in the world, what do we have to offer to society? Because at the end of the day, this is how it's supposed to work. What do we have to offer that people need?
Confidence. I think confidence is the most sought after. Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't.
Next question?
Oh, sorry.
Next question is a practical question. We can offer mankind confidence. How do we express it? A person will come to the Congress. What does it mean to offer them confidence? Think about the guests that you'll bring. Think about, if you're a world kli, think about the people around you, that you're going and coming back with this feeling. What does it mean to give confidence? Talk about it for 10 minutes, and then we'd like to hear from the groups. Right? Good luck.
Yeah,
practically wise, what we can offer is connection in a ten. And we can do broad dissemination in order to really go out to the people and give them the knowledge of what can you do in order to reach confidence in a new life.
Maybe explain why we lack confidence, why we feel this lack of confidence.
A person in the external society feels helpless regarding his everything, family, work, children, everything. And we have to take him through a certain process where he will feel what is arvut between people. How can people help each other? How do you create this sense of confidence between people? You can call it however you want, but it's a 10. He has to taste this feeling and the confidence so that eventually a person comes out with this very strong taste. And he knows that this is the source of this confidence.
Yeah, to add to the confidence, also to feel that there's the knowledge that there's a point to this life. That people lack it. They don't understand what is the purpose, the meaning of life. So the Congress specifically, this knowledge can be transmitted.
We had many, many round tables in Elad and in other places. The problem is that it had no continuity, that a person experienced something and it was something very one-time thing. So that on this Congress, for a person to experience these round tables or workshops, and then he could continue it wherever he lives. He can come to this like club and to experience the same connection there and in life.
Confidence is a very high state, very special, because in this state we feel that there's no fear, there's no thought about himself. All of our thoughts are only in the 10. And each one of us is doing it and feels that there is a state where there isn't.
Okay, friends, before we begin and hear what the friends from Israel and from around the world have to say, we'd like to ask our friends from the groups to prepare your question marks. And Rav, we'd like to hear from you. You said confidence, that we need confidence. If you can explain a bit, what does it mean for a person to feel confidence?
Confidence is a special illumination. Of course, I'm not going to speak like that before this new audience, but confidence is a special illumination. That is the light of chassadim that a person acquires according to the vessels of bestowal that he develops, and accordingly he feels the illumination that protects him, raises him above his will to receive, and then he feels this confidence. The force of faith is the force of confidence. Force of bestowal is the force of confidence. How do you acquire it? You acquire it through the society, of course, by the feeling of the society that influences a person and can bring a person from one end to another in his sensations. And of course, there's no, in the regular civilian society, there's no connection between the feeling of confidence or lack of confidence and the truth. There's no connection because it's all in the hands of the society. In our society, the feeling of confidence stems from the fact that when we connect also with the upper force, and out of that we enter an understanding, a feeling, and the ability of to measure confidence. And then our confidence is not in rising above the problems and the troubles, that we know how to overcome them, how to escape them, how to protect ourselves, defend ourselves rather. Confidence comes from turning all the bad discernments that can appear to good discernments. We do it in advance, ahead of time, by our preparation. As it's written, Israel accelerates time. So by aiming ourselves to the purpose of creation and being attracted to it, drawn to it, before the forces, the desires that need correction, from shattering to correction, before they appear, we are drawn to it by ourselves. So our good future is promised to us there. And confidence is according to how much we're connected together. And with that, we will be able to carry out the correction. It's only by the correction and inside the correction. It's not that we correct something here and we succeed elsewhere. Rather, in the connection between us, there lies the correction. There is the conclusion of all of our efforts and the reward. This is what we have to explain. Now, especially when we are in this world today, a world that feels itself so insecure and has nowhere to look for this confidence, security, because the upper providence is also working in such a way that it awakens in everyone this sense of insecurity, uncertainty. And also something that didn't happen for several decades is now happening with the Jews in Europe and the US, and we have to understand what is the reason for this disconnection, detachment from Israel. We will feel it in the coming year, how much the Jews in America and Europe are disengaged from Israel. And we have to explain that they have no affinity to those countries, no hope for confidence, for security, because they separate themselves from the root, and they're separate between themselves. They're separate from one another. So what the only thing that can happen to them is trouble and insecurity. And for us, by connecting, we can come to connection, security, confidence, and we don't care about what's happening here in Israel or abroad, on the borders or whatever. those who understand it should work on it. Even if those who don't understand it, regardless, we have no connection to that. Less politics, less what's happening on the borders. Rather, we have to free up our time and our concern to the place where we can really act, and that is the connection between us, where we attain the connection between us, and to the same degree, the connection with the upper force. And this is the source of all confidence. That's it. Yes, Eli?
If you can say a few words about, not on part of the Creator, but in terms of the need, a person that's living his life and he comes to the Congress because he has a need for confidence. What does he need?
He has to be certain that tomorrow it's going to be like a day before a holiday, like a day that's all good. So every day is a good day. That's it. That's how he has to live. Because all those things that I'm missing this, I'm missing that, I'm missing this. If you're in a feeling of confidence, all those little things are not felt. I'm happy with what I have, as long as I'm alive. The problem is the spirit, and not the matter.
So I'm trying to bring it down to, in feeling, it's very clear. This is the only thing that we can give, only spirit. We don't know how to do anything else either, but I invite them to what concrete need of theirs do I turn to in them that they'll come and get the spirit from me for, and what bothers them?
Together with him, we're going to build the beautiful, the complete, the whole, the warm, heartfelt tomorrow. That's what we invite him for. That's what we're inviting him to. And it has nothing to do with the elections that will come later, or all those things. We simply take care of the root. Let's make a good tomorrow.
Previously, when I talked to you and we asked what bothers the modern person, you said that he's alone, that he's isolated, strange.
There's a form of insecurity and lack of confidence.
But if you can elaborate exactly on that, because we feel that this will help us create content that a person will feel that I came with a specific need and here I'm getting an answer.
Fears, anxieties, eruptions, collisions with the others, conflicts in different places, a lack of sleep, like a thousand things. I can give you a list of 800 types of fears. Yes? It's all lack of confidence, insecurity. If we have it, we don't even know what is the feeling of confidence. It's something that I feel I'm expanding. There's no problem. Nothing is stressing me. Nothing is pressuring me. I expand. I spread all over the world. Not only that no one can touch me, rather, I feel like I can accept everyone. It's a feeling that's above the existence of this wretched body that feels constantly deficiencies and is missing things, lacking things. Confidence is the light that fills a person.
Both our audience and probably those that will come are women, most of them. Do we have something that's more suited for women, for their chisaron, for they expect, that'll give them confidence?
I don't know. I don't disregard the women, but in Russia there's a political party. What's its name? Some name. So the slogan is "For every woman, a man." That's his political slogan. You know that he's got many supporters, also women supporters.
I'm talking about the atmosphere, what we have to project, because most of our target audience are women.
I think a woman feels even more lack of confidence and security. A man feels less dependence. A woman feels that her security depends on a man to be next to her, to provide for her. It's Malchut and Zeranpin. We need to think how we have a special evening there for women, right? We have to think how to do it. Really, the deficiency of the woman is a very important deficiency. It's the principal deficiency in reality.
People will come, they'll feel that their heart's expanding, they'll feel real good things. What can we give a person that feels that, okay, tomorrow I'm going back to the real life?
No, here, Moshe Admoni has to explain to them that we're not saying goodbye.
We're building our connection, the atmosphere, the everything to cover for all deficiencies. How do I continue this when I go back home?
You have where to call. You have to prepare the good material that will keep a person on this air cushion.
Besides that, does a person have to feel, what else?
10 minutes, 15 minutes, and I also think not that shouldn't be by me talking, but by these pretty, you know, videos, animations. It has to be screen and music. Not very colorful, very emotional. I think karaoke is a good idea.
I mean, just to add that through theater or stand-up, we wanted to express the situation, but unfortunately our time's up for today. We have to finish at 8. Our address is info@kab.co.il. If you can show us the slide. Every group in the world, every circle, don't leave your ideas to yourself. This is the email address. Send us all your ideas. Share. Have someone responsible in each group to send us your materials. info@kab.co.il. We'll talk about this next week. And now, song.
Shall we?